Hi, and welcome to our Bay Talk podcast series, TGIFBS. Thank God it's Friday. Business support. My name is Dave Palomara, and I'm pleased to have you listen. This is a series of short, sharp podcasts with tips and tricks on keeping business on track. Keep your questions coming in to our email, chat@baytalk.com.au, or on our socials. We'll collate them and have subject matter experts, usually within our network, tackle what you put in front of them. This is the first podcast of our second series of TGIFBS, so welcome. In this podcast, we're looking at how to prepare for a successful 2022. It really doesn't matter what year it is, it's always good to take some time to chart your course. Today, I'm going to be your subject matter expert. I also represent a company called P2 Consulting. We assist business owners and management teams with strategies to make their businesses or departments valuable, profitable, and stress-free across all facets of their business, admin and HR through to operations and growth, and then coaching them through those strategies. All right, so let's get into it. Firstly, it's very important to have a plan. Have you heard the cliche, failing to plan is planning to fail? Unless you know what you want to achieve and store it somewhere you can review later, the only way you're going to get to where you want to go is with luck. So you're probably thinking it's already February, 1 month into the new year has passed, and it's too late to start a New Year's resolution. Maybe. But it doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution. And it's never too late to start something. Every success starts in one moment. And it doesn't have to be the beginning of the year. So you're probably thinking, I don't want to write out a 50-page business plan. I don't have time for that. Well, guess what? You probably don't. But having a list of objectives is the best way to start. So do that. If it takes you more than 10 minutes, you're probably doing it wrong. And if that is the case, get yourself some help. Talk to colleagues or join a business group like Bay Talk. At Bay Talk, we have fortnightly meetups that allow businesses or business owners to talk about their successes and their struggles. We share successes so that other group members can benefit. And we also share our struggles because other group members can usually assist. Give and receive. Support your network. No one could do it alone. And if you can share your wisdom, do it. Because what goes around comes around. A very important thing to note is this. The goals you set must be achievable. Don't set out to climb Everest in one day. Work out what you can do and aim for that. If you want to stretch yourself, make sure you allocate the time in your schedule to achieve it. And if you do get too busy, take a breath and readjust the plan. You will have to change your schedule or change the goal. Because if it's not working, continuing to do the same thing will not get a result. So from this list that you've got, set yourself some milestones. Put a realistic timeline on achieving those milestones. Review them regularly to make sure that you're on the correct path. You must also acknowledge that things don't quite work out as planned. Some may call these failings. They are, in fact, learning moments. So if something doesn't work, take the time to understand why and adjust your strategy accordingly. Very simply, learn from it and make it a success. So another thing to do to ensure your 2022 is a successful year is reward yourself for your achievements. Take yourself and or your significant other out for achieving a specific milestone, but make sure it's commensurate with the milestone. For example, if you plan on making your workspace ergonomic and achieve that, don't take a trip to Europe. You get my drift. Also, reward your staff. They helped you get there. Let them know you appreciate their input. It could be something like a gift voucher, a bottle of wine, or a weekend away for something more significant. Now, one of the most important things to do to keep yourself successful and of course sane, is to have breaks. Do things that break up your day, or at least your week. No one can function at 100% when working 7 days a week, 365 days a year. These little things could be taking a 20-minute break in the middle of the day to practice guitar, or leave early on a Wednesday night to do Pilates, or even a hip-hop dance class. Whatever it is, doing these things will take your mind away from your work and keep it fresh. And this is how you'll remain successful. Your mind needs rest too. And 2022 will be an amazing year. Well, that about wraps up our first podcast for season two. Thank you so much for listening to the Baytalk TGIFBS podcast. For those of you interested in obtaining further information on this crucial part of any serious business, please drop us a message at either chat@baytalk.com.au or on any of our social media channels. I'll be very pleased to get back to you and guide you on your way. Also, please follow us on LinkedIn at Baytalk Business Community, on Facebook at Canada Bay Talk, and of course, Instagram, Canada Bay Baytalk. Keep an eye out for the topic of the week and definitely send us your questions. It will be worth your while. Thanks again and talk to you next time. Bye for now.